Welcome to Portlandians. Let's face it, it's a filthy little podcast.
About music.
Comedy.
And revolution.
You're listening to episode number
35.
This episode may contain
comedy
and or
revolution.
Well, it takes me so long to put these episodes out. Maybe I just need to be a little less picky with the recording quality. And by that I mean the sound and the content. Here we go. Here's the 9th time I ever did stand-up. I hope you like it. Maybe we'll do a lot more of these shows, but shorter ones. Little quick ones. Boom. Like that. Boom. Whoa. Where'd that one come from? I wasn't expecting. Boom. See? That's what they'll be like. Okay. Go ahead. Listen to it.
This guy, I was under a lot of pressure. The ladies were looking all over him because he's apparently, he's their friend. And he convinced them that he's awesome. They convinced me. So let's put our hands together and welcome the awesome guy, Samson Davis.
Now that's way too much for the milk. I'm really new to this. But I have an idea for the day when hopefully I get to host my own comedy show. I want to have every light bulb in the entire building hooked up to its own separate clapper. I think that would create a really surreal nightmare. That would be so fantastic to be around. I also feel at the same time as that maybe I should focus on getting people to actually clap first. Might be a first things first kind of deal. So let's talk about circumcision. I was riding my bike to work and cut off my dick. No. I was riding my bike to work and I was flying down this hill by a hospital. Out in front of the hospital on the sidewalk, there was a table with a huge banner on it, a bunch of women with picket signs. I'm flying by. All I have time to see is the banner that says, and I quote, "Ask us about circumcision." What the fuck is happening on that sidewalk? Are they doing cheap ones on the sidewalk? Who is old enough to read and understand the word circumcision and still wants one? So they're looking at me, I'm flying by, I don't comprehend what's happening. They're expecting a reaction. I just yelled, "I'm good, I did it online." That's a lie, it's not true, I didn't do it online. I just spit a little, I'm sorry for anybody that's not sitting here. I didn't do it online. My parents opted for the director's cut. Which means that it's not necessarily any dirtier, but there is a lot of unwanted commentary. So, this is going over a lot better here than it does in job interviews. I have trouble making money looking for work. I have a bunch of ideas though. I got some good news the other day. I got a letter from a student loan provider. When do you get good news from them? But it said that I have, quote, "outstanding interest." I'm gonna ride that for as long as I can. But I don't know if that's gonna be enough. So I gotta start a business of my own. Gonna run a few ideas with it by you guys, see what you think. Just two, because I got the lighter in it. I want to start a store that sells supplies for people who do crafts, specifically for people who make their own clothes, and I want to call it I Just Craft My Pants. Sounds like a pretty good one. One more. There's lots of veggie meats on the market, not a lot of veggie seafood. I want to start a line of veggie seafood and call it not seafood. Some people got it. It's not actually seafood. That one's gold. That one's gold to me. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks, ma'am. Well, ladies, thank you for convincing me.
What do you think? It was all right. I'm figuring it out. It's only my 9th time. What do you want? People say you got to do it 10,000 times before you're good. I'm on 9. Number 9. John Lennon talked about that set. He wrote a song about that specific stand-up set of mine. I don't know if you guys heard it.
And now it's time for...
Lugs. So help me out. I love doing this. Go to iTunes, go to podcasts, search for Portlandians, comment, rate it. Go to portlandians.com, and the sidebar on the right, there's a donate button. You can donate through PayPal. That will help me do research, have more time for writing bits, and getting more and bigger guests. I need to hire someone to help me out with some computer stuff. I also need to buy more gear. Also, you can buy my record. You go to bandcamp.com/temperatureandpressure. You can buy an entire album of 40 minutes of music for $4. Ridiculous. Also, I think it's like 90 cents a song or something silly too. That would be great. All those things help me out.
Things that will help me out.
I also have share buttons at the bottom of every post that I'm doing now, so you can share anything you like that I do on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr. And I think the last one is Google Plus. Check that out. Help me out. Give a bro some help.
You've had to listen to plugs.
Okay. I love you. Take care. Talk to you soon.